Public and contract warehouses. In the U.S., a distinction is made between public warehouses and contract warehouses. Elsewhere, both types may be referred to collectively as public warehouses. In the EU, there is a distinction between public customs warehouses and private customs warehouses, ONDID warehouses. Public customs warehouses can be used by any organization for customs warehousing. Private customs warehouses can only be used by one authorized party, public warehouses. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a public warehouse as the warehouse space that is rented or leased by an independent business providing a variety of services for a fee or on a contract basis. These services can include product inspection, product rating, and repackaging. These facilities are typically located near primary roads, railways, or inland waterways to facilitate rapid receiving and shipping of products. A public warehouse is owned by a third party, for example, a 3PL, who rents warehouse space to multiple lessees, usually on a short-term basis, for example, monthly. Public warehouses use a combination of physical space partitioning and location slotting and software to ensure that their customers' inventories are not commingled. As the definition mentions, public warehouses can offer more than storage. They can provide a variety of value-added services, such as managing all aspects of reverse logistics or repackaging for retail. There are also numerous subtypes such as bonded, furniture, refrigerated, and general merchandise warehouses. Using a public warehouse lowers a business's costs and increases flexibility. A distributor who is testing a product in a new region can choose temporary storage in a public warehouse until the results of this new venture are clear. However, a public warehouse does not offer the control and predictability that a private warehouse offers. A company may not be able to secure the amount of space it needs when it needs it. Rental fees may rise and increase costs. Contract warehouses, also known as third-party or dedicated warehouses, contract warehouses are owned by third parties but are leased to only one client. The arrangements are generally for a longer period of time than with public warehouses, and the services provided may be tailored to the client's individual needs. The owner and the client may share costs and risks. The owner tends to be a logistics service provider who may own many warehouse assets in multiple markets and can provide solutions for the whole network. The contract provider may lease different DCs to different clients. The trend in strategic business management has been toward greater focus on core competencies, unique capabilities or knowledge that a company can exploit to create competitive advantage. Contract warehousing fits well with this trend. The contract warehouse can develop capabilities and services that are unique in this market niche, and those using the contract warehouse can focus their resources on building their core competencies.